Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Chaos has come to America. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Chaos has come to America. You know, and I constantly tell the Democrats, I've been constantly saying that the Democrats want the chaos coming to America. And yet here it is. We are seeing the chaos forefront, right in front of our faces. And they're trying to act like, oh, this is just another way of doing peaceful protesting. The peaceful protesting by these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists. Oh, it's all peaceful. There's nothing to see here, everybody. And then they call in the police. Oh, my goodness. That's when the violence starts, right? Oh, my goodness. Why are you calling the cops on peaceful protests when they're burning things, when they're attacking Jewish people? Why is that happening? These are supposed to be peaceful. Okay, so we're going to talk about this and so much more, but I have a special guest to come on with me to talk about this. And I've been looking at this young man. I've been seeing him all over X, formerly known as Twitter. And he has a huge presence on Rumble. And, you know, I went to go look for his YouTube channel. I wonder what happened to the YouTube channel. Kind of like my YouTube channel. We're going to talk about that, too. But I think this young man we're getting ready to talk to, I don't think he's black. Just to be honest with you, I don't think he's black. I think, you know, something happened to him. But who am I talking about? I'm talking about George. I hope I get his name right here. I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly. George Bahazi. He can correct me if I got that wrong. He started his online presence while reporting on election audits on YouTube. Since then, he has been deplatformed from YouTube, but has continued a strong voice on Instagram, Gab, Telegram, and X. So without further ado, let's bring this young man on. How you doing, sir? Thank you so much for joining me. Did you switch his audio?
Nah, I'm muted,
okay,
man.
There you
go. I brought the ghetto setup today.
You're good.
But yeah. I'm really happy to be here. I've heard a lot about your show. I think I've watched you a few times, but I always got angry because your mic just sounds perfect. And I'm sitting here. And yeah, but I'm really happy to be here. The last few days have just been insane, man. I've just seen so many stories on election integrity that I've been sharing on X, and some good news, some bad news this morning, good news, also bad news. But yeah, I'm just really locked in on trying to do my best to expose the truth about elections heading into the 2024 election.
So you were deplatformed on YouTube, and I'm guessing because you were talking about the election of 2020, right?
Yeah. They said Well, it's funny because they since reversed their rules. Now you can talk about election fraud. But back then they were like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, you're talking about election integrity. And then they deplatformed me. Media Matters wrote an article. It's so funny, the timeline. I think they had a hand to do with it. They said YouTube is ground zero for election fraud conspiracy theorists. And it was talking about me and a few other people. And I was on top of that list. And then, you know, 2 days later, they took my channel down. They took some other people's channels down. But yeah, it's
how many did you have on YouTube before they took it down? How many subscribers?
I had 170,000 subscribers, and all of that came in 4 months. So that growth was explosive because people wanted to hear the truth. They wanted to see what happened with the 2020 election. And, you know, that's what they did.
Did they allow you to monetize it before they took it down?
What was that?
Was it monetized before they took it down?
Oh, yeah. That was my, I was in high school, but yeah, that was my full time, basically. So,
oh, wow. So you were making income there. You're making a living. You're trying to do the American dream. And because you're having a conversation or talking about something that they disagreed with, they deplatform you. What happened to free speech?
Yeah, you know, free speech doesn't really exist unless you're a leftist. I think for the white liberal left, their biggest fear is the black conservative. Because,
But
I
you're
mean,
not
they would.
black, are you?
No, I think I'm a little bit. I think the melanin left me when Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. So the melanin just disappeared, man. It just, Stevie, I just, you can't see it anymore. Stevie Wonder.
Steve, yeah, really, right? You know, so I had a YouTube channel too. My YouTube channel, they pretty much stifled it from the get-go because they didn't like what I was saying from jump. And this is before the election integrity and all this took place. And they actually deplatformed me when I was talking about what CNN was talking about, forcing everyone to get the vaccine before people realized this was an Asian lady on there from China. Right. She was from China. And she said that before the American people realize the freedoms that they have, they should be forced to get vaccinated. I just showed what they were saying on CNN. And then they turned around and said that I was putting out misleading medical advice. And I'm like, I'm not the one who said it. I just shared what they said. So they deplatformed me. So much for freedom of speech. So much for a second opinion. So much for reporting on topics that they disagree with. And you know, it's really interesting because you said they removed you because of the election, because of the election. I still have a YouTube channel and they won't allow it to grow at all, but that got a strike on it. And in order for me to remove the strike, they made me go through a course and
Oh,
I
yeah.
had
It's like
to
a
answer.
re-education course now. They
Dude,
do it.
yes. So I took screenshots of all of it. I took screenshots of all of it because at some point, maybe you and I need to get together and talk about it. And we'll put like a little video together or something about it because it's really interesting. They were making me answer questions about elections, but they use a different country as a scenario. I'm like, come on, won't you just use the United States of America? I mean, we all know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So did you seen that? Have you had to do that?
I have friends that had to do that. Unfortunately, I can barely log into YouTube. I just co-host a show on there. But yeah, no, it's utterly ridiculous. You know, I think there was a point where I thought it was a badge of honor to be banned. I was like, you know, it's great to be banned, man. It means I'm over the target. But as time goes on, you realize why having that following and having the ability to speak the truth to such a wide audience was important. And that's why they do the censorship. It's not really because they're scared of what you're saying. They're scared that your message is getting out there and people are watching and they're taking it seriously. I went to Arizona in 2021 for the audit result presentations, and I had state senators coming up to me telling me they were watching the channel. And these are the guys that initiated the audit. And I remember making videos and telling people to hit their emails, hit their emails. There was a case, Matt DiPerno's case. We raised like $20,000 in one night. Now, it wasn't just me, it was like other
Really?
creators. We did live streams together. We raised $20,000 together for that case. And that allowed them to keep going in the courts and challenging, you know, the voting machines. So the influence is so dangerous. The reach is so dangerous. They have no choice but to just completely ban you. And now the new thing, what you're saying, shadow banning. They realize, you know, we don't even have to ban you anymore. We're just gonna stifle you. You're gonna speak, but no one's gonna hear you.
Right. Yeah, and it's almost like you're this is how the Catholic, I don't know if you're Catholic or not, they call it purgatory, right? You see everyone's life going on and you're screaming at them, they can't hear you. It's like you're a ghost and you're just maneuvering around. You're actually moving stuff, but someone's did something move over here? I couldn't tell because they can't see it. They don't allow people to see it. And you bring up another good point. When you're black and you're not on the Democrat plantation, they really have an extra problem with you. And what's really interesting, both YouTube and Fascist Book, they had these whole, what did they call them? The black community, you know, outreach per se. YouTube sent an email out and they said, if you're black, we want to hear from you because we want to elevate your voice. And they call it Black Voices. I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, okay. Let's just see. Let's just see. So I filled out the form with all of my blackness. I sent it to them, And then they replied back, reject it. You ain't black enough.
You're the wrong kind of black, man. You're Patrick Mahomes black. You're in the middle, man. You're not even at the club. Well, you know, it's funny because Fannie Willis, you know, demonstrated the exact same thing with Harrison Floyd. She had all the white people out of jail. All of them could go for free. And then Harrison Floyd, who turned himself in, stayed in jail longer than everyone else. And she denied him bond. And a white judge had to come through and say, actually, you know, we got to free this guy a little bit. So it was almost like her vendetta against the black conservative as a liberal is worse than her vendetta for, you know, Trump and all the other. Well, Trump's different because he's orange. All the other white co-defendants.
Right. Oh, and so, I saw one of your videos. You're talking about how this racism against orange people.
No, I think it is. I think Trump deserves reparations and reparations now. Because what they're doing to him is what they've been doing to everyone they disagreed with in history. It's so funny. These demon rats, they can't come up with a new playbook. They can't because they think this is new, but this, right. This happens in every socialist Marxist country.
Yep.
And people see right through it. And, you know, the good news is I was in D.C. in Maryland, and I visited the University of Maryland because I love arguing with college students. And I was walking around just talking about Trump, right? Straight up, who are you voting for? Just talking to these people. And I went up to a group of liberal white women, white girls, because they sounded like, you know, girls, not women, very, very immature.
Right.
And they were like, oh, Trump has 91 felonies, you know, that kind of thing. And then I talked to a black guy who told me he leaned left, but he hates Biden and he's thinking of voting for Trump. That's the shift that's happening right now.
Ooh.
Ooh. So we are in a really, really good spot in terms of people not buying the narrative. And I think they're in for a really hard time as long as we can get our elections right.
Right.
And get involved to the point where we can secure and believe the results that we see are authentic. So, yeah, it's just not working as it used to.
Yeah,
I saw liberals when that bloodbath hoax took place. Liberals.
Oh, yeah.
Cenk Uygur, the dude from the dorks on YouTube, the young dorks. That guy, Cenk Uygur, came out and he was like, actually, Trump didn't say that. They're taking that out of context. He would have never done that in 2020 or 2016. So the tide is really shifting.
I think it is as well. What do you think is going to happen come this November with the election? Do you think President Trump is correct? Is about to be too big to rig?
Well, you know, I think we need a miracle from God. I really think so, because right now you have states like Michigan doing the opposite of election integrity. So there's a new bill that just passed the Michigan Senate, and it's a bill that will literally stop recounts. So the only way candidates can request a recount in an election is if they can prove that an error took place. They don't even have to have let's just recount these results because they're too close. They can't even do that anymore. So, and then they'll stop local clerks from, you know, doing their job, investigating any errors they're basically making election fraud undetectable. They're also letting clerks recount ballots, even if those ballots had seals that were broken. So I don't know if people know this, but when you have ballots, they're put in a box, there's a seal, and that seal can only be broken by someone with the authority to do it. But if the seal is broken, it means the chain of custody has been compromised. This happens with police departments, with evidence. There's a chain of custody and a seal. And if that seal is broken, that evidence can't be used. But they're letting ballots with broken seals get counted, which is just bizarre. And so that's what's happening in Michigan. You know, Wisconsin, similar. Georgia, I think, will go completely red because I think the Republicans in Georgia are making some good strides for election integrity. And I don't think the Georgian people will stand for another broken election. I just don't see that happening. So I just think what we need to do in November, one is pray, but get involved and get new voters in. Trump doesn't have a problem winning an election. I don't think so. He's the first president to get 75 million votes. I don't believe Joe Biden got 81 million. He's the first president to add votes on re-election. That's insane. So he doesn't need new votes, but in order to break the rigging system, we need new voters, new demographics. So we need to go to cities Republicans would never go to because they're too lazy and incompetent. We need to be out there in Detroit, that kind of thing.
You know what? We're going to talk. Can you hold off one more segment and we'll bring you over right after this break? Because we're going to talk about going to these blue cities and blue states where Republicans typically don't go. All right, cool. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. And we're back, everybody. So we're having an awesome discussion with this young man named George, and he's been has a huge presence on social media, but they've been attacking him because, you know, I guess because he's black, or according to Joe Biden.
And you ain't black.
You know, he's not black, but we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. But George, thank you again for having the discussion with me. Now, President Trump shows up in Harlem. He shows up in New York. And you just mentioned right before we went to the break about going to different locations that Republicans typically don't go. And now that they have President Trump locked down in New York, he's going to do a rally in the Bronx. So they're forcing Republicans, or I'm sorry, MAGA Republicans, to show up in places that they normally won't show up. And he's getting overwhelming support. What did you think when you saw President Trump in Harlem and the support that he received?
Man, first of all, a friend of mine, Lou Valentino, is down there. He got his hat signed twice, I think. So the most important thing to recognize is how the media will lie about things like that. They said Trump was getting booed. He wasn't getting booed. He was getting screams, people cheering, "Welcome to our city," black people. And the only people that were booing were white liberal women from out of town. That's what my friend tells me, who was there at 5 a.m. And so it's so funny that you said that. These people forced Trump to spend all this time in New York.
Yep.
And instead of just, you know, letting that time go to waste, Trump said, all right, I'll do you one better. I'll campaign here. So now they have to worry about New York. And this is a smart strategy from Trump. Trump thinks New York is in play. He thinks New Jersey's in play. He thinks New Mexico's in play. Virginia's in play. And that's really genius because their focus is on the swing states, pulling their shenanigans in these states. But now they have to worry about states they should win, right? States they shouldn't worry about. Now they're worried, man, we could lose in New York. And here's the thing. New York's 2022 election between Lee Zeldin and Kathy Hochul, I think with a similar turnout to 2018, was really close. It was like 6 points, right? I mean, Zeldin definitely got over 45%. I think he got 47% of the vote, and Hochul got like 52 or 53. If New York is that close, it was like a 300,000 vote deficit or 400,000. In New York, 400,000 votes is nothing. You can get a whole community of, you know, Dominicans or Puerto Ricans to come out and vote for you and make up that margin. Right. And see, here's the thing. Trump would lose in cities like, you know, or parts of New York like, you know, the Bronx or Harlem. He would lose by 90 to 10.
Yep.
But by showing up, there's something in business or in just in life. It's called proximity. If you want people to know about you, you have to be close to them, have to be around them. Trump is around these people now.
Yes.
And I think he could change those margins from 90-10 to 70-30. And if you do that in five cities that are huge, you could really win the popular vote. That's the point. Trump could win the electoral vote and then the popular vote.
Yep.
And that makes it really hard to steal the election.
Yes.
Because if you win the popular vote as a Republican, you win everything because that's just how it's going to work.
Yeah.
So I hope Trump doesn't just go to, you know, New York as he is. I think he needs to go to Philadelphia if he wants to win Pennsylvania. Be there.
Yeah.
Go to Detroit.
Yeah.
Go to Flint, Michigan. Well, why do Democrats, you know, Republicans will complain about how, oh, why do black people keep voting Democrat? Proximity. Democrats show up.
Yep.
And to black people, it's like, well, if I don't vote for Democrats, there's no one else that shows up that I could vote for that I've built a relationship with that I resonate with. But Trump resonates with the average American, and I think he can do that.
So what do you think when they say that President Trump is being treated like black people, and that's the reason why black people are resonating with President Trump? Because, you know, they put a lot of black people behind prison for doing nothing wrong. And here, President Trump, he hasn't done anything wrong, and they're trying to put him in jail. But and then when you hear the liberal media, they constantly go, well, you can't say President Trump is being treated the same way. He's a white man. He's a rich white man. But color doesn't matter when it comes to them doing injustice against someone. And we can't complain. The left can't complain about, you know, our black people on the left can't complain about injustice when they see it happen to President Trump and then turn a blind eye to it when it's happening to him. Correct?
Yeah, it's a really interesting dynamic. Here's a funny thing. My brother's roommate is a green card holder, an immigrant who got here legally, and he's excited to become a citizen, I think, next month. It's this month because last month was in April, but this month. And his whole thing is, I'm going to vote for Trump. And my brother also has another friend who loves Julius Malema, a radical Marxist socialist murderer in South Africa, but he also loves Donald Trump. And it's like, Trump just appeals to everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. And here's how this shift is represented. Look at the way pop black culture, not something I indulge in. I don't listen to rap music. Look at the big name, Snoop Dogg. His whole thing is the blackest there is.
Yep.
Like everything he does is supposedly the epitome of being black. And this guy's like, I don't mind Trump. 2020, he hated Trump. 2016, he hated him, even though they had a relationship and it appeared on shows together. And now he's like, I have nothing but love for Trump. You know, 50 Cent, he won't say it, but he's probably going to vote for Trump.
Oh, yeah. Because
he keeps posting these things about Trump. So there's a shift. And I think black men in particular, I think, are full on that Trump train. I think they see the truth easier because men are more logical than women. And I think as soon as black men as a majority start voting conservative, start vote or vote for Trump, you'll see their women, the black women, follow as well. Because
I agree with you, but when you listen to the liberal media, I call them the government state media. When you listen to them, they say that black women aren't going anywhere. They're saying that black women.
That's true.
They say mm-hmm. black women are going to stay on the Democrat plantation. And because the women are there, they're going to be able to convince the black men to come back. It's the same tactics that they used before. But you know what? To go with what you're saying, I'm seeing more and more black women waking up. I'm like, this is not right. This is not right.
Yeah. So here's a black woman I talked to at a Chick-fil-A in D.C. She was older, 70 years old. She was more conservative than both of us, but she hated Trump because she gave me one comment about Trump, how he talks and who he is and his history, his background. He's racist. And then I explained to her that, hey, would you rather have a politician that says they're going to do something and then does it, or a politician that sweet talks you in your ear and then screws you over when they get the chance to? And she agreed with me. And I think that woman is going to be voting for Trump. But so women in general, and, you know, I think this is how God made it. If a man were to move from an atheist to Christian, his family will follow. And I think the statistics show. It's like 90% of his family will just go in that direction. But if a woman did it, I think only like 20% of the family will switch. Mm-hmm. So when the men say, we're not taking this plantation thing anymore, we're changing our ways. And this is not to belittle women, but it's to say we have roles. Women will follow because women follow, men lead. And so when I'm seeing 50% of black men in these polls say they're voting for Trump, if that number turns to 60 or 70%, you'll see black women follow as well, because every man they'll interact with, which majority of the times are black men, is now a based Trump supporter who openly talks about why, you know, the Democrat Party is evil. And I think the women will follow suit. And that's why when Democrats wanted to destroy the black nucleus, the black family, they started with incarcerating black men by pumping cracks into the community.
Yes.
And so
yes.
by sending all the men to jail and getting the women married to the government, you create 200 years worth of Democrat voters.
And that came after they convinced the black women to abort their children. And it wasn't moving fast enough. So then they target the black male being in a household. And then today they try to say that there's more black men in the household than it's always been more black men in the household than there's been white men. And that's not true. It's absolutely not true. I remember when I was younger, there was many people in the hood that, and I've talked to women, and they would tell me that they would get government assistance, just like you mentioned, but they could not have a man in a household. It's completely crazy. George, thank you thank you so much for coming on and having this
Thanks
discussion with me. Tell everyone how they can find you and learn more about you.
On X, Behizzy Tweets. I have a show on Frank Speech as well, Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's at 4 p.m. Eastern. That's about it.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, sir. You need to come back on with me.
I will. Just send me the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you get closer to the election. All right, take care.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. That's awesome. You know what? More people, I love the fact that more people are waking up. And according to the left, you know, that's not supposed to be happening. And according to the left, especially Joe Biden.
And you ain't black.
You know, if you vote for President Trump. We've heard it so many times. We've heard it over and over again. But I'm so happy. And I love to see people like George that's not fitting the status quo with what the Democrats are portraying. If it was up to them, I would never, ever be able to speak positive about America. I would never, ever be able to show my appreciation for the United States of America. And most definitely never be able to tell anyone that I support President Trump if it was according to the left. But that's what's happening. And all this goes along with the chaos that we're seeing in the country. The left, they want to try to control the narrative. If they're not creating the chaos, they're taking advantage of the chaos. Okay, so when we come back from this, we're going to go down to LA and come back to Texas and go across the country about the chaos that we're seeing in America. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's talk about the American flag, and let's talk about this pro-Hamas Palestinian flag. You understand? Let's talk about that. Now, in New York, I think this was Columbus, right? They were burning the American flag. They burned the American flag all across the country, and they're really happy about burning the American flag. I think this was this one in Columbia? This one's in Columbia? In New York, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on it.
It's Columbia.
This one is Columbia. Okay. Watch what they're doing to the American flag here. These are pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists here in the United States of America. Look what they're doing. Look at this.
Stop on that shit.
Sorry for the language, but look at this. They're dragging the flag on the floor, stepping on it. No respect. This is the United States of America, and some of these people are not even from America, and they're doing this, and you have stupid liberals joining in with them doing this. Well, look at this. This is Columbia, too. They actually put up a pro-Hamas Palestinian flag on the campus of Columbia. They put it up. But now they're bringing it back down. And I want you to look at the person, the actual person who actually ripped it down. This was good. That's what really caught my attention. Who grabbed it and pulled it down. Watch this. So you can see, you got the flag. And they're reaching up there. And the guy is, boom, right there. And I was like, wait a minute. He reached up there and it's a black guy. Because see, and the reason why it stuck out to me, because according to the left, black people, they're pushing this ideal out there that black people are supporting Hamas in the United States of America. They're trying to recreate the whole Summer of Love 2.0. And this black man grabs that trash and pulls it down. And then, of course, what do? Full screening. They're hanging up the red, white, and blue. This is what needs to take place in America. This is what we need to see all the time. This is still the United States of America. These people that put up these pro-Hamas Palestinian flags, They should be jailed. They should be jailed immediately when they remove the United States flag and they put up a pro-Hamas Palestinian, a terrorist flag in the United States of America. They should be jailed for doing so. But look at this. These men are putting up the American flag, and this, to me, it is a beautiful scene. And this is not the only place that this happened in. No. It's been happening in other places.
And you know what, Will? This was at Columbia, like you said. And the thing is that 55% of those students are foreign students. They weren't even born here in America. So you have people like Ted Cruz and Hawley and all them saying, listen, if these people are in our colleges, they're foreign students, they don't respect our country, they need to go home.
Their visa should be revoked immediately.
A lot of them are here.
And they should have 24 to 48 hours to get out of the country.
Yeah, a lot of them are here on our government money, right? They're saying send them home.
Yeah, because they come over on scholarships.
Yep.
So they get scholarships from foreign countries to students instead of giving the scholarships to students here in America.
Yeah, because they're
saying then they come here and then they disrespect America.
Yeah, they're in hopes that they'll graduate these Ivy League colleges and go into the United States workforce and, you know, contribute to our economy. But that's not what's happening here. They're going to this college, they're getting indoctrinated, they could care less about our country, they disrespect our flag very easily. You know, it's really insulting that we allow them to stay here.
It really is. Like, look at this police officer out of New York, and this was on MSDNC, actually talking about how these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists locking themselves in buildings, trying to occupy and take over locations until they get their demands met. Listen to this.
Right. Tell us about this change.
Yeah, so when we entered Hamilton Hall, this is not what students bring to school. Okay, this is
what
professionals bring to campuses and universities. These are heavy industrial chains that were locked with bike locks. And this is what we encountered on every door inside of Hamilton Hall.
And you know what? Chains like this, you just can't take those bolt cutters to those. They got these on purpose because they know you can't just come up to them and break them with a bolt cutter. You need a special tool to break those.
And they're expensive.
And they're absolutely expensive.
So those students aren't going to the store and buying those.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not. Yeah, exactly. Someone is providing these materials. Someone's providing this to them so they can do this. Listen to this.
And so in order for our emergency services group to enter into the building, they had to first cut through these chains, but also get rid of debris and barricaded doors that were barricaded with refrigerators, vending machines, chairs, you name it. They pushed it up against those doors to try and stop us from coming in. But our guys would not be stopped. They did a fantastic job of entering into that location and taking people into custody without incident last night. They took about 40 to 50 people into custody inside of the lobby of Hamilton Hall last night.
Now, I want to show you some of the footage of what he was just referring to. Go ahead and split screen it. Here's some of the footage where they were blocking up the doors, where they were suppressing. They were trash. I mean, they just trashed the place. Look at this. I mean, is this peaceful to you? You listen to Karine Jean-Pierre. They said she's completely welcoming this as long as they're being peaceful. And to her and other Democrats, this is what they call peaceful. Now, the police officers, look how they went in and they took over the location. Watch this. Look at all the damage. Look at this. They just trashed everything. Yeah, you know, my producer was saying, how much is it going to cost to fix?
Yeah, it's going to cost a lot of money to fix. All that glass and furniture. And
these are peaceful protesters.
It's unnecessary for them to have to do this.
Yeah. These are peaceful protesters that destroyed this building. And this is an Ivy League school too, right?
Yeah.
Columbia. Yeah. Columbia. Right?
Yeah.
Ivy League school. and they just destroyed all of it. I mean, really? Really? I don't get it. Now, what's really, really disturbing and what's really should be on the forefront of everybody's page is how they, these people, and they're probably from other countries, they're teaching the youth on how to fight police officers, how to confront them. Someone took aerial footage, I guess it's Anthony here, took aerial footage of them being trained when they get confronted by police officers. Watch this. Look at this. Let me split screen it. Look at this. I don't know how well you can see it, but there's two people there in the middle, and they're telling them how to prop up and how to guard yourself from the police officers when they come at you. Look at this. They're training them how to combat police officers. You know this is what this is. That's exactly what this is. And then they have all of these tents. And then when you talk about all of these tents, who's providing this to them? And then one, I saw one video where this liberal female was on there saying, we all went to Walmart. No, you didn't. She's suggesting they went to Walmart and got these tents. Someone provided all of these tents to them to occupy this location where they know they shouldn't be. And the reason why they occupy this location, because they know that the police department will show up. They know they will get the maximum attention. And all of this is because they do not want Israel to defend themselves. And they're attacking Jewish students in the United States of America. Chaos has come to America. Chaos has come to America. It's disgusting. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
Thank you.
So this is the peaceful protesting, right? This is the peaceful protesting that the left is talking about, Karine Jean-Pierre, all of them. This is the peaceful protesting. And y'all see that right there at the beginning, the dude holding the jug and it says Gaza on it right there. This is the peaceful protesting. They're attacking police officers and they're trying to say that the police officers are the aggressors. The police officers are the one that's causing the violence. We're just peaceful protesters. If you are peaceful protesters and police officers show up and the police officers tell you to disperse, to leave a location, then leave the location. If you are peaceful protesters, you can peacefully protest, but you have to listen to orders still. You can't disrupt. You can't prevent people from going to work. You can't prevent people from getting on airplanes. That's not peacefully protesting. You become a riot. You're a rioter at that point. But they want everyone to believe that, hey, this is perfectly fine. Now, L.A., UCLA, look at this. Now, I don't know how well y'all can see that, but on the other end over there, they got this wall they put up. And this wall with board, right, with these plywood. They put up plywood walls. But I thought the left didn't agree with walls. So now they want walls. I mean, make sense. Now they want walls. But what's interesting is that Americans showed up to tear down that wall, right? Because in Americans and Jewish people alike, because they're Jewish people, they are Americans, and they showed up to tear down this wall. And now all of a sudden, these leftist, progressive, communist, Hamas terrorists, they're all complaining like they're the victims. Look at this. Total chaos. And did you see the spray right there? That is some kind of spray that they're putting in the air. And of course it's coming from behind the Hamas side, because they got a sign up there saying Jews for Palestine, right? And that's just liberal Jews. Don't get it twisted. But I don't know how well you can see that right there. At first I thought it was like a fire hydrant, but it's like a green smoke that's coming out of it. It's not even like, you know, because most of the time I've been around when they spray a fire hydrant. Listen to me. When they do the fire extinguisher, I've been around it. It doesn't make you cough, or at least I've never coughed when I've been around them. I've been around a few of them going off. It's never made me cough, but you can hear people coughing. And the reason why I want to point this out, you can see the red canister right there, right? The reason why I'm pointing this out is because of this female here. She's saying that the people that are American, they showed up and started putting pepper spray in the air. Now, one thing she said, that they were shooting fireworks. This is just the left getting a taste of their own medicine when it comes to the fireworks. But it was her side that did the pepper spray. And now they're complaining. It's the same thing they do in Hamas. They do all the terrible stuff. And Go Away said it right on Frank's speech, saying that on October 7th, Hamas was peacefully protesting, right? I'm paraphrasing here. But listen to what she's talking about when it comes to that tear gas.
Update. Ton of fireworks. Ton of mace or some sort of pepper spray.
So she's complaining about the pepper spray, tear gas in the air, and it was her side that did it. But just like when Hamas and these terrorists, when they do stuff and then Israel retaliates, then they complain and say, well, it was Israel that did it. For example, I saw a video where Israel provided food to the people in the Gaza Strip, and then a Hamas member went on top of the truck. It was bags of rice. He was cutting them up and throwing them down onto the ground, preventing people from getting them. Then they turn around and said, oh, look what the Israelis are doing. They're preventing them from getting food. And it's clearly Hamas doing it. Clearly Hamas doing it. But then it says Israel. This is the biggest propaganda machine ever. And it's coming out from the left. What were you saying, Shannon?
I said, so right now there's a huge discussion with what's going to happen next. You know, now they've started to pull the students off of campuses. They're shutting them down for the summer, right?
Yep.
And so one girl was asking, she's like, oh, first of all, we're going to start seeing a lot of these Jews have civil suits against the colleges for not protecting them, right? But look at this, Will. You have Alan Dershowitz, which you know, you have this video up right here, but Alan Dershowitz is saying that he's calling students to say, if you know other students that harass you, if you know their names,
if you know Jewish students that harass, find out the people
that were harassed.
Right. Get their names, get their images. We're going to sue them.
He says, we're suing them individually.
Yes.
He says, we're going after all of them. And so he said he's just had a flood of calls. And I think that's what needs to happen.
And he's getting lawyers participating in this.
Yep.
That is amazing.
Up. Right. And so then also there's a talk on the Capitol Hill side where they're saying, should some of these colleges, should we take their funding away for failing these students? Because if they don't, right, they could be sued too. If the government, let's say they fail at the colleges, they can even go to our government saying, hey, listen, you're supposed to protect us with DEI.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
They're not doing that. And they were forced. They were, and some of them were forced to take on DEI. Mm-hmm. But DEI only works when it's something that they can utilize against someone. Let me show you what Alan Dershowitz said. Listen to this.
Down. But I want to announce that since I said I wanted to bring a lawsuit against these individuals who have been harassing and threatening Jewish students, I've gotten more than a dozen volunteer lawyers agreeing to bring the lawsuits. But now we need help from your audience. We need to know the names of the people who have harassed and threatened Jews. I want students at Columbia who know their names to be in touch with me so that we can file lawsuits against them. The one good thing about them being arrested, even if they're freed, we will learn their names and we will sue every one of them. And the district attorney can't stop us from doing that.
Nope.
Civil suits are within our control, not within the control of the police department. So we have a job to do. I'm on top of it. Thank you, lawyers, for calling me and volunteering. Now we need the names of the evildoers so they can be held responsible.
And this is the reason why a lot of them are wearing masks, because they're trying to hide their identity. It's the same thing Trans-Tifa did along with BLM. They will put on masks so they can go out there and be disruptive, tear up stuff, attack people, and not be identified. There's actually, I don't even think about it, there's a video that's floating around with this one particular lady, and she turns right to the camera. You can see her face clear as day, and then she pulls up the thing over her face so you can't see it, but it's already out there.
And you know
what? She should be put on the list, too.
The Secretary of Education, Biden's Secretary of Education, was asked, like, are you looking into what happened at Columbus? He's like, we're looking into it. And she said, okay, do you have anybody on the boots on the ground? No. Do you have anybody that's contacted the administrators? No. Then how are you looking into it? Why are you not there?
They're looking into it from a distance.
Right. Exactly.
That's what that
means.
They're
not doing anything. President Biden, silent. Pay attention to that when you go to the election. Jean-Pierre, we're not making a comment. Remember that when you go to the voting booth. Secretary of Education, not doing anything. Pay attention when you go to the election ballot.
Well, this is they're hoping that people won't pay attention. They're hoping that people will just forget all about this, that it even took place, because we're still just right at 6 months before the election. So all of this is happening right now. And that's the reason why the Biden regime's not even saying anything, because they expect that maybe it will fizzle down or it will work into their favor, that it will escalate and they'll try to find some kind of way of blaming President Trump.
This is going to spill over into the streets. It's not going to be on campus anymore. It's going to be in the streets, just like it was during the Summer of Love 1.0.
Picture this. Picture this. When they first started doing this, where did they do it?
Chicago.
They did it on TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
When they first started doing all this, they started doing it on TikTok. Then TikTok got threatened. So what did they do next? They took it to the streets. New York, Chicago, talking about Death to America. They didn't get the response that they were looking for then. So what did they do after that? they went to the college campus. Mm. And I've been saying this for days now. TikTok to the streets, to the college campus. What is next?
You know what McCarthy said? McCarthy did an interview last night and he said, you know where this all started, this anti-Semitism? He said, none other than Congress. He said, you had Omar, you had all of them say that they would, that saying debt from the river to the sea wasn't bad. They would not vote against anti-Semitism, right? This started then. He said it was so bad with Ilhan Omar, he had to take her off the foreign affairs. He said, so when you have role models like that in Congress, no wonders why it's happening out on the streets.
Yeah. And I forget his name. He's an actor and he hates Trump. And he's talked about even beating Trump up. What is his name?
And Rappaport.
No, not Rappaport. It's another one. He played like a mob boss sometimes. I cannot remember his name. It's on the tip of my tongue. He's out there upset with all of these students protesting against Israel. And he's kicking and screaming because he's in support of Israel. It's on the tip of my tongue. Can someone help me out? Can somebody help me out?
No, Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro. Thank you. Yes, Robert De Niro. He's on there saying, oh my goodness, we need to support Israel. We need to support. Idiot. Joe Biden doesn't support Israel. President Trump does support Israel. And then instead of you supporting President Trump, you're supporting the same people that are against Israel. See, this is how you know liberalism is a mental disorder. It really affects people's brains on such a level. It's really remarkable. It's really remarkable to see that happening. And I'm willing to bet he's not able to put two and two together. He can't put two and two together to realize and to understand that the people that he's been supporting is the reason why we see all this anti-Semitic hatred happening. And there's nothing wrong with being a Zionist. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a nationalist. There's nothing wrong with it. Zionists mean they put their country first. Nationalists mean Will Johnson put his country first. I put the United States of America first. I put the United States of America first. So I'm a Christian nationalist at that. Does anyone disagree with that? And no, Christian nationalists are not violent. Hamas, BLM, Transtifa, the left, the squad, these communists, they are violent. They always push violence. And then they turn around and said that the violence that they're pushing is mostly peaceful. We're going to see the Summer of Love 2.0. I guarantee it, because we're already seeing it. You think that they're going to let this rest when they stop doing it on the college campuses? They're going to move it. If not to residential areas, they're going to move it to places like the outdoor mall. They're going to move it to outlets. They're going to move it to where people are, and God forbid they start blowing themselves up. You know what I'm talking about. Absolute Truth with Emma Robson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.